Okay, I think we're good to go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Zoom church. I was just reflecting, I've never really heard the term Zoom at this time last year, but it's become a very essential part of our lives, hasn't it? Anyway, we're looking today at the fourth Sunday in Advent, and that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at hope, joy, peace, and love today. So, introduction and notices. I suppose a lot of us have on our minds the changing rules and regulations that we need to abide by for Christmas Day only this year. I pray that it won't be too disruptive for you, but just to remind everybody, as I've had to remind myself, that Jesus is always there. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, there are services in churches, as there are services in the churches in our benefice over Christmas time. Now, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you will need to book your spot. Much of the information is on the website or on Mark's email, or you can ring the church office, but make sure you do that, please. And if you feel that you need a bit of company during the week, never forget morning prayer. That's again on Zoom, and we get together and in turn we pray for each of the churches. So now we're going to sing our opening song or hymn, O come, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us.
Until the
What a wonderful start. And it's picking up from Andrea's sermon from last week about rejoicing in the season of Advent, about Emmanuel. Now, I was always brought up at Advent to understand the four candles, no pun and joke intended, was meaning people, prophets, John the Baptist and Mary, and indeed they are. But I wanted to change it this year for hopefully a reason that will become apparent when I speak with you, so that we celebrate the love of God, the joy he gives us, the hope we have in him, and the peace we find. So I'm going to light all four candles. I have no glamorous assistant, so I have to do it myself. And we pray. Dear Lord and Father, we thank you for the example of Mary. May we celebrate Advent in the way you lead us, as the body of Christ and individually. Let us rejoice in the love you show us, the joy you give us, the hope we have in you, and the peace you grant us.
Amen.
Now we come to our confession. When the Lord comes, he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Therefore, in the light of Christ, let us confess our sins. And we have a moment of silence as we cast our minds back over the preceding week and perhaps towards the next week, as we think about those things that we have or haven't done which would displease God and that only we would want him to know about. Heavenly Father, you have created a universe of light. Forgive us when we return to darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Cleanse and heal our blinded sight. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, you give us light in our hearts. Renew us in faith and love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And the prayer for the fourth Sunday in Advent. Lord Jesus Christ, you are constantly coming to your people, even when we fail to see you. In each and every moment we are blessed. We ask, we recognize you here and now. Give us courage to leap with joy at your coming.
Amen.
We're going to sing, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. I had actually wanted to sing, Jesus Be the Centre. But Andrea nicked it last week. So I had a quiet word with her and we went outside and had a fight. No, I jest. What it actually meant to me was that God had been speaking to us and he really wanted us to really focus on Christ at this time and for Jesus to be the centre of our lives. That's what it truly meant, as far as I'm concerned. But instead, we're going to sing, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. Thank you.
lives and sins, release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art, a desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born Thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king. Born to reign in us forever, now Thy gracious kingdom bring. By Thine own eternal Spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. Sufficient merit, raise us to Thy glorious throne.
Now I'm going to hand over to Val as she reads our lesson from the Bible today.
Reading is from Luke's Gospel, and it's chapter 1, verses 26 through to 38. It tells of the birth of Jesus, foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sue. Maybe you should mute me a bit more, Leroy. I might get it right. I do apologise. That was Sue reading and not Val. Good job. People know what they're doing. Anyway, let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in this season of Advent, we ask you to speak to us by your Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Glasses off, so I can't see myself. Marvellous. I really, really enjoy when God chooses to speak to me and he reveals something that I'd never thought of before. And what I might speak about today, you might have already realised, but I'm telling you, this is new to me. I was brought up understanding Advent was preparing for Christmas, the birth of Christ 2,000 odd years ago. And then it was Cynthia Wake who said to me, well, actually, it's all to do with the second coming of Christ that we're all looking forward to. And I took that on board. That was several years ago. But this year, God has asked me to share that actually what we can also celebrate is the advent of Christ coming into our individual lives. We've all had that experience of Christ. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here in front of our computers and tablets and phones trying to seek some morsel from the Word of God. And that got me thinking. So, with Jesus at the centre of our thoughts, I want to start with the Bible reading. Always a good place to start. And I do recommend that you read the first chapter of Luke this week from start to finish, so you get the whole story as we prepare, however we choose to do it, for the advent of Christ. It starts with Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and it moves towards Mary, the reading that Sue's just read to us. And there's incredible parallels in the way that the angels, lots of angels this time of year, even here, lots of angels this time of year. The way that the angels spoke to Zechariah, the way that the angels speak to Mary. Incredible, the gentleness of God which shone through the angel when speaking, the angel Gabriel when speaking to Mary, the gentleness, and yet the certainty, and yet the power of God. Both Zechariah and Mary challenged the angel. And yet, God won through. God won through in both situations. And God starts by saying to Mary, you know, don't be afraid. You are a beautiful lady. Don't be afraid. And mentally, I guess, you probably took a step back and thought, oh, crumbs, what's coming next? And the angel said to her, you will give birth to a son. And he will take on the throne of Jacob, and he will rule the people, and he will be the Son of Man. My word, if someone had told me that, I think I'd be a bit, well, I thought, that's fine, that's good, I can handle that. And then it came to her, well, actually, how's that going to happen? Because I can't get pregnant, because I haven't been with a man, I'm a virgin. And then she was told the Holy Spirit would come upon her and she would give birth to this child who she would call Jesus. And then she just said, effectively, okay. And at this point, she was risking so much. She was risking her forthcoming marriage and life with Joseph. She was risking everything. She was risking her reputation. She was risking being an outcast, being ostracized, and she was risking potentially being stoned to death. And yet she just accepted in incredible faith, what God, through the angel, was telling her. Now, I don't know what your Advent period was like before you came to know Christ. I don't know. Some of you know your stories because I've heard them in testimonies. But we've always had, or we've all had, that period of coming to Christ when God was preparing for us, for his Son to enter into our hearts. I've written my testimony down. And if you haven't written yours down, I recommend you do, because I guarantee you will find something in there that possibly you've forgotten about. Possibly you hadn't realised, and that God will reveal something to you. It may have been that you had your Advent years and years and years ago. It may have been yesterday. You may have had several Advents. I don't know, but write them down. Write them down. And maybe, just maybe, be prepared to share that story of yours. Why? Because it's important. It's important. Last week, we also sang, "We have a gospel to proclaim." That's all of us. Not with the guys wearing the dog collar, not with the guys that wear the long black dresses and the white sheets and the blue scarves. Everybody has that incredible ability, whether you like it or not, that incredible command from God to share the gospel, the good news of Christ coming to us. And you can do that with your story. And recently, I've been wondering why people don't turn to Christ. You know, I can't, as a Christian, I find it difficult to understand. Why can't they just accept everything that Christ is to us and just be like me? Heaven forbid that one. So I've been asking people. And incredibly, do you know what? They didn't mind being asked. They didn't mind at all. And what's come out of what I've been hearing from people is, yes, they believe that Christ existed. Yes, they believe he was a good man. Yes, they believe he was a prophet. Son of God? All those miracles? Bit far-fetched, really, isn't it? And it seems to me there's a lot of people out there that get so far and can't get any further. And that is really where we come in. How we share that gospel? Well, God's given each of us a gift or several gifts. Use them. Ask to be given more. Listen when people say to you, do you know what, I think you have the gift of whatever it might be, and use it. Ask God to really loosen the ties around your heart and around your mind and your tongue, to speak of him and speak of him often in all that we do, all that we say and all that we are. Because that's what we need to do. And we can only do that with Jesus at the centre of our lives. If we place reliance on our status in life, in our jobs, in our communities, or whatever, whatever, that's not the place that we need to be. It's Jesus at the very, very centre. And with Jesus at the centre, we can have and share that love, that peace, that joy, and that hope. And maybe if you have chosen to write down the story of your Advent, maybe it will cause you to reflect Maybe reassess what your relationship with God is now like now. It may have changed. You may not have realized that. I don't realize it some of the time. It seems to me that what we need to continually do is to realign our desires, our thoughts with those of God. We may have been Christians for decades. We may have been going along that one single path, understanding that that's where God wants us to be. And actually, we've not been listening to God at all, because we've gone with what is comfortable for us, for what we know, without challenges. Have we been listening to God? I don't know. I'll leave you to answer those questions yourselves. But what I do know is, taking the example of Mary, risking all. I don't believe my life is going to be taken from me by people in my society because I'm a Christian. I don't have to risk that much. I don't have to risk what Mary risked. I don't have to risk what the disciples risked. But I have to risk other things. We all have to risk other things. We all have to jump off that cliff, understanding that Christ is there with us 24/7, leading us, guiding us, saving us, changing us, molding us, walking alongside us every single step of the day. So I recommend, read Luke chapter 1. Think of the four candles. Think of Jesus being in the centre of those candles. Those candles, I repeat, of love, peace, joy, and hope. And ask God reignites the light in our hearts, the light of Christ being at the centre of our very, very being, our thoughts and everything we do. Jesus at the centre. And going out, speaking of him, speaking of the difference he's made in our lives, and spreading that gospel, that good news. Emmanuel, God with us now, as he was yesterday, is today, and evermore. Why would we not want to share that? My prayer for each of us at this time is that we have a blessed time. A blessed time with Christ. Blessed time in the circumstances, knowing that God loves us. We are to share that love. Amen. We're now going to sing again, In Christ Alone.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. my comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness lay. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can never pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, in Christ alone.
Then bursting forth.
We come to where we declare our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ,
his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let me sing again, this is my desire, to align our wills with God's.
Mm-hmm.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. And all I have within me, I give you praise. And all that I adore is in you.
I'm now going to Val, who's going to lead us in prayer.
Okay. Oh, that was so moving. On Thursday morning, after my quiet time, I decided to check my emails. There was one from Jackie asking if I was willing to do the prayers this morning. Well, I'd just been reading Revelation chapter 8, where we read of the importance of our prayers. So I thought I'd just share with you verses 3-4. Incredible. Another angel was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand. Now, the exact effect of the prayers is not clear, but what is clear that our prayers are heard by God. And I just pray that we all trust that our prayers matter and make a difference. Amen. Father God, Thank you so much for Mary's incredible act of obedience. And she said to Gabriel, may it be to me as you have said. As we eagerly anticipate the celebration of Jesus' birth on this week, let's just pause and meditate on this fourth Sunday in Advent, on the peace that Jesus brings to our hearts. Scripture is the place where we find the promises of God, which can so comfort our hearts. So let's stand on that promise of 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Pray for us all. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Praise God. Let us pray that God's unexplainable peace will be so evident in our hearts and homes at this time. As we all know, this year we've faced so much chaos and uncertainty. God's peace is something we have to grab tightly onto more than ever. Pray that your spirit will transform the days leading up to Christmas into a time to joyfully await our King. We're just reminded so clearly at this time of that amazing Emmanuel, God with us always. Thank God. And we see, Lord, the character of you when we know your names. Because, let's face it, Lord, no one name could contain the limitless, infinite God. And that's when his response to Moses, when asked, what shall I tell the children of Israel when they ask me, what is the name of God of their fathers that has sent me? And his reply in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 was simply, I am who I am. I was reading, I'm deeply moved this week, reading a very familiar psalm and being taught about all the different names of our God. I mean, 11 in one psalm, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is our shepherd, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, and the 8 other names of God in that one psalm. And because our prayers are a little different this morning, we're living, as we all know, in such unprecedented times. We all know that there is so, so much to pray for. But we're going to, this morning, pray for ourselves in this time of preparation and remind ourselves that the Lord really is our shepherd and he will never ever leave us or forsake us. So this is a prayer for us about Psalm 23. Such promises. Lord, please gather us in your arms and be our shepherd. Show us what we have in you and from you. We need rest in green pastures and refreshment from still waters. Lead us there. We will follow. When we wander, restore us. Remind us that you will always lead us down the right path, even if it feels wrong sometimes. As you lead us down right paths, we will follow you in humility, and may our humility bring you glory and honour. When the valley gets dark, Lord, please draw us close to you. May your presence in our valley be stronger than our fears. Let us feel your comfort. Save us a seat at your table of blessing, Lord. Protect us from our enemies. Overflow our lives with the richness of your spirit. May our grateful hearts brim with immeasurable grace. Help us to slow down, to experience the goodness and mercy that always pursues us. And may we be overtaken by your loving kindness. Lord, we want to experience the reality of your presence from now, right up until the day you invite us to live with you forever. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Val. Prayers from the heart. We are going to say the Lord's Prayer together in whatever version you choose, but I'm going to say it in the more traditional version. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now we're now going to sing How Great Thou Art. I won't be able to hear you all, but I can only imagine the incredible sound that's going to come and lift all the roofs off our houses throughout the benefice. Anyway, enjoy and give it a load of welly. Thank you, Leroy.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy path throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul. Yeah. say to God, I scarce can take it, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul,
come to the closing part of our service today. It's quite difficult to come back down from singing like that. Ooh, amazing. Thank you, Leroy, for keeping the clapping on at the end. That's okay. God the Father, who loved the world so much that he sent his only Son to come among us in great humility, open our eyes to look for his coming again.
Amen.
May God the Son give us grace to live in the light of his coming as Redeemer and Judge.
Amen.
May God the Holy Spirit free us from sin, make us holy, and bring us to eternal life.
Amen.
May you hear the gentle voice of the one who speaks to you, saying, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." May you feel the loving arms of the one who assures you that "I am with you always to the end of the age." May you see the light that shines in the darkness, that the darkness cannot overcome. In this time of uncertainty, confusion, pain, and waiting, may you experience the hope that comes from knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And as we await our coming Saviour, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Good to see you all. And I think, Leroy, we start the countdown to coffee. Over to you, Leroy.